Good morning. This is Bishop Alexander MCK Chileshe. Welcome to the Prophetic View podcast channel, which is under the emblem of the Prophetic View Global Ministry. I am moved in spirit at this hour to just give a teaching or give a devotion or speak a word. My time is 02:39 a.m. on a Friday morning, the year 2022. And I'm moved by the Spirit of God to read from the book of John chapter 16 verse 13. And strangely enough, this verse that I'm about to read talks about the Spirit of God. Now listen to this. The Bible declares, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, and in this case from the Father, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. My God, he will speak and declare to you the things that are to come. Revelational content. You see, dear brethren, we have the day of Pentecost coming, and as we celebrate that, I just want us to be reminded that the Holy Spirit is at a state in this life where he has given himself to us. We can operate through the Spirit of God. For when Jesus was ascending, he said, I shall send to you. My God. Now, one of the greatest conundrums of a Christian life that we face is that we face a certain debate within ourselves over certain things, you know, to try and determine whether this is right or it's wrong. And this prompting within us, I call conviction. And dear brethren, in my own belief as a believer, conviction only comes from the move of the Holy Spirit. So as you and I prepare for Pentecost, I want us to be reminded that the presence of the Holy Spirit is two things. It's constant and it's consistent. I will say that again. The Holy Spirit is constant and consistent. I'm sure you've had so many millions of tiny interactions, you know, in your past hours where you have probably argued with the Holy Spirit and you didn't even know it because he was convicting you over something. Convicting you, the right thing to do is to call your mother, talk to her so that you can have a relationship with her yet again. Call that person that you have hurt. Talk to them. Go to your boss and say sorry at the office so that you can set things right. Go to your spouse, swallow your pride and say, I am sorry. Don't go into business with this person because this thing is going to give birth to confusion. And you have probably had these interactions. Why do you want to study law and why not study education? For your calling is to teach. You've been having these convictions, arguments throughout the day. So as a believer in Christ, I've got a question I just want you to ponder on in your spirit. And my question is this, child of God. How often do you just stop everything that you're doing, whatever you know? You just stop, empty your cup, and surrender to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Listen to the convictions and directives of the Holy Spirit in your life. In John 16 verse 13, Jesus is explaining how the Holy Spirit is meant to guide you and I in our everyday choices. The reality is that as a believer in Christ Jesus, in the movement, it's dangerous for man, for woman to live without guidance of the Holy Spirit. So it is important to remember that the Holy Spirit is here within us, around us. As the Holy Spirit was tangibly seen at Pentecost through the tongues, the fiery tongues, so is this too tangible in our lives today? In closing, the same Holy Spirit that came down on the day of Pentecost is the same Holy Spirit accessible to you right now, dear brethren. So when you worship God, ask the Holy Spirit to guide your praise. Hello. When you feel convicted, listen to the Holy Spirit and remember His promises in His word, that He will guide you into all truth. And remember, the truth shall set you free. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Remember, this is the year of your double wonder blessing. In Jesus' mighty name.